It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, it's Lane Mitchell. Welcome to the 146th edition of the podcast. Sort of the Valentine's-y edition, I guess. That's coming up on Tuesday. In fact, this time of year, there's always these quirky, weird studies coming out. I read one the other day that said 53% of us prefer to listen to music while, getting it on, sweating up the sheets, knocking boots, mattress surfing. Yeah. 53%. My question, what do we listen to? This week in the podcast, your go-to getting it on song. We'll have news and entertainment tidbits from the week, and Our Lady Peace bassist Duncan Coutts joins us to chat about the band's upcoming album and, of course, their upcoming date, April 17th at the Starlight Room. It's Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 146. Thank you for downloading.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Songs to get it on to. Now, Tanya, you say Depeche Mode. Isn't that a little depressing? Like, I love the band, but
they've got a lot of good stuff, and the tempo is really good. It's very sensual music.
And is tempo important?
What do you think?
When I don't mean is tempo important in the act itself. I mean, is it important in the music? I mean, if it's really fast music, couldn't you work on half beats?
Well, I mean, you want to pace yourself too, right?
Yeah, or if it's really slow, like, couldn't you go double time?
Yeah, I suppose. Well, you're not supposed to concentrate. You're just supposed to let it happen, right?
Hey, Sonic.
Hey, I wasn't too sure if anyone mentioned this song yet, but my go-to song is Flight of the Bumblebee. A lot of people don't think it's an achievable pace, but if you can get there...
Yeah, I don't know how well that would go over with the ladies. Let me slip into something more comfortable, she's going.
Yeah.
And you're like, here, let me set the mood. And you go over to the player... And yeah, Flight of the Bumblebee comes on.
She's either going to have a really good sense of humor, or there will be a girlfriend-sized hole through the doorway in about 5.5 seconds.
Yeah, so. She'll be pulling a Kool-Aid man. Oh, no.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, not only is Gisele Bündchen a supermodel, turns out she's also a football expert. Apparently... Gisele was caught on tape angrily responding to a Giants fan heckler during the big game on Sunday. She was overheard saying, quote, "My husband can't effing throw the ball and catch the ball at the same time. I can't believe they dropped the ball so many times." Can't believe they dropped the ball. Yeah, I'll bet that made for some awkward post-game locker room convo. And now that the Super Bowl is safely behind us, it's time to focus on the world's not-so-popular professional events. Like the Wing Bowl, Takeru Kobayashi won the event by eating 337 chicken wings in just 30 minutes. A feat which earned him $20,000 cash, and if they were hot chicken wings, probably an uncomfortable afternoon on the toilet, I would imagine. And sounds like the Octomom finally got herself a job. Yeah, Nadja Suhlman found herself a brand new career in the field of... professional pillow fighting. Yeah, mother of 14. She is a professional pillow fighter. She earns good money doing it. $1,500 every time she steps in the ring. But is that really better than welfare? Because I'm not so sure it is.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, the numbers are in, and 111 million people tuned in to watch this year's Super Bowl. The most watched TV telecast of all time. The Voice even managed to capitalize on some of those numbers, maintaining a third of that audience for its show, which surprises me a little. I mean, you sit through a four-hour football game, possibly a five-hour pregame show, road to Super Bowl. You were just watching TV for 10 hours straight, and just as you're on the verge of deep vein thrombosis, how do you cap off the experience? More TV! And we all remember how insistent Kim Kardashian was about publicizing her wedding. Well, now it appears the divorce trial may get the same treatment. At least if Chris Humphries gets his way. Humphries wants to allow TV stations in to broadcast the affair. Think he's bitter? Yeah, it could be. And we all know Joan Rivers is no stranger to plastic surgery. But you'll never believe just how much she's had. Rivers revealed in a recent interview she's had 739 cosmetic procedures. 739! She's had so many lifts, her face is tighter than a drum. Probably not a drum you'd want to bang, though.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
How about you, Kirsten? What's your go-to getting it on song?
Nine Inch Nails.
I've heard that from a lot of people.
Yeah, it'll definitely get you there.
Yeah, Nine Inch Nails closer. I want to skronk you like an animal.
Right, like how raunchy can you get? Like,
do you want a raunch for that, though?
I guess there's some women that prefer the love making, but there's definitely times when you can get down and dirty.
I don't know. You're going to laugh at this, but I rarely listen to music at home.
Oh.
I play music. Mm-hmm. I listen to that, but it's like I listen to music all day at work. So it's like I go home and...
Understandable.
Yeah, chill and read a book, and it's nice to have silence.
Right.
Which makes me sound like I'm 4,000 years old.
A little bit, I'm not going to lie, but I think for in the bedroom, it's definitely nice to have something to overcome the panting and squeaking of...
The rubber sheets and, yeah, the gerbil noise. Yeah, I get it, but...
Oh my God! You're making me blush!
Nine Inch Nails, eh?
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Shocking pictures of a Romanian model have surfaced online, but it's not her outfit, or lack thereof, that's raising eyebrows. It's not what she's doing in the pictures either, but rather her dimensions. The woman's waist is just 20 inches. Iona Spangenberg is her name. They call her the human hourglass. And more surprising still, she claims to maintain her figure by eating 3 square meals a day and says she snacks on chocolate all the time. 20-inch waist? You could buy her 2 12-inch Subway sandwiches. She could wear them as a belt. And I'm not one to follow U.S. politics, but I read that Chuck Norris is endorsing Newt Gingrich for president. Not entirely surprising, though, is it? You may remember Chuck also endorsed the Total Gym, which, like Newt, is heavy with a narrow base and creates a tipping hazard for small children. And see, you thought I was building up to an epic Chuck Norris joke, weren't you? And now another important anthropological discovery fresh from the Does the Carpet Match the Drapes file. Redheads have more fun in the bedroom. Yeah, a new survey shows that women with red hair lead more active sex lives than blondes and brunettes. I can't help but wonder who conducted the research, though. Quagmire?
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast.
Snooki claims she's bisexual. Now, while she's been dating the same guy for over a year, she's also made out with co-star Dina a number of times on that show. And Snooki and JWoww also claim another Jersey Shore cast member may not be as heterosexual as he claims. Which one? The Situation. Well, I mean, he did hook up with Snooki, which, if you ask me, is enough to make any guy switch teams. Not to mention, The Situation exceeds the allowable sequin quota for any straight man in pretty much every episode. Which is no sequins, in case you were wondering. And either Macaulay Culkin is not looking so hot these days, or Gollum from Lord of the Rings grew a mop of blonde hair. The Home Alone star was photographed on his way to a film festival in L.A. earlier this week. A picture in which he probably weighs, my guess would be about 130 pounds. He's just gaunt and skinny. And bottled water has been banned at the Grand Canyon. Officials were concerned that the empty bottles visitors were leaving everywhere were spoiling the views. Do people actually do that? You visit one of the 7 natural wonders of the world and you litter? Hey, look, kids, it's the world's largest garbage can.
Wayne Mitchell, podcast.
Hey, Lane, it's Duncan from Our Lady Peace calling.
Hey, Duncan, glad to hear from you, man. So you guys have this brand new album coming out April 3rd. It's called Curve. You seem to have a little bit of a boxing theme going on. Why did you call it Curve?
Well, you know what? When you see the artwork, it'll make a little more sense. I don't want to put my spin on it because we as a band never really talked about it. We were talking about the metaphor of a boxer compared to the band, you know, let's say a band that's been knocked down or a boxer that's been knocked down but gets up again and continues to fight. The lyrics are kind of dealing with that a little bit, and curved just kind of felt like an interesting word that in a way related to that.
Well, Rain actually said in a recent statement, "This is the record we've been trying to make for the past 10 years. There's something to be said about being beaten up and being able to dust yourself off and get back in the ring," which I thought was explained the boxing metaphor incredibly. But what prevented you guys from making this record in the first place? Like, what are some of the pressures that artists face that fans might not be aware of?
Well, I think sometimes you listen to managers and you listen to record companies who would love for you to have a certain type of song. And it's easy to try and say that you're going to have conviction and stand up to that. And you do, and you start out in those places, but then they say, you know, well, all this song sounds great. What if you tried this? Or what about a song like that? Or it's in the back of your mind that you might want to try to do something that you could imagine to hear on radio. And that's just kind of a slippery slope to get on, because if you try and then fail, then you feel you've sold a part of your soul in order to do that without the success. And if you do get success, then it can seem a little hollow. So we always try to make the record that we want to make and listen to and not be have the noise of the business cloud our judgment. But this time I feel like this is the closest that we've come to this. We sat down to make a record that was essentially more. By more, I mean more loud in spots, more quiet in spots, more brash in spots, more risky in terms of chord progressions, you know, more out there chord progressions that the songs, say, dictated that they needed. And we kind of threw a little more caution to the wind. And if it got heard at the end of the day, great. And if it didn't, well, this would be the record that if we stopped being a band tomorrow, I think it would be a great statement.
Now, Our Lady Peace is playing down in Calgary at Flame Central on the 16th. On the 17th, you're playing at the Starlight Room in Edmonton. Now, these are smaller shows than what a lot of us might expect for a band like Our Lady Peace.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, a long time ago, we did a small club tour, small bar club tour, when we put Clumsy up. And I don't know why we felt like we wanted to do that, but we did. And it let us sort of get connected with the music in a live realm. And it allowed us to just sort of not look to any expectation and just get out there and live the record that we were so proud of. And we kind of felt like we wanted to get back to that. And if it comes that people listen to this record a lot and they want us to come to a bigger place at a later date, then we might come back and do that. But we wanted to start in a really small, honest way.
Well, back to that theme of the album about being knocked down and, you know, dusting yourself off and getting back up again. I almost get the sense that Our Lady Peace is going back to its roots and, I don't know, rebuild the band from the ground up?
It's really about living this record, I think. And it's selfishly, it's a little easier to do that in a very small, sweaty place. The live shows that have resonated with me are the ones where I don't feel like the band is playing to me. It feels like a bunch of people in a room having a musical experience together. And that's what we always try to do. And it just kind of felt like to get back to the roots, as you said, and do it in a small venue first, just felt like a really cool way to go back and start this record again.
I do have one last question for you, Duncan Coutts of Our Lady Peace. You guys are pretty close to due for 20th anniversary, aren't you?
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Come on, Lane.
Any special plans in the works for that?
No, you know what? We seriously have not talked about that.
Well, Duncan, all the best with the new Our Lady Peace album. It's in stores April 3rd. It's called Curve, and April 17th, you're at the Starlight Room in Edmonton.
Yeah, thanks, Lane. Appreciate it.
It's Lane Mitchell Podcast. Want to hear more like it? Check out the Garner Andrews Show daily podcast and more at sonic1029.com.